Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.
We're back at our sort of regular time of 4:15 Pacific Standard Time for Getting Dug with High, and I got two terrific guests whose names you already saw, but in case you don't recognize their names, have a look at their faces while they enjoy drinks from the mugs. We've got John Daly.
Hi. Hi.
From Kroll Show. You've seen him on there, on the Comedy Central channel. Mm-hmm. And then Zach Perlman is here, everybody, who is on Mulaney on the Fox Network.
And congrats.
This is kind of a theme show, because not only are you guys hilarious, but also, could have broke that shit.
Yeah, that was weird.
you guys are hilarious, but also Nick Kroll and John Mulaney are like best friends.
Yeah.
And you guys are they're like cohorts on their separate projects.
We're cohorts, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any crossover? Like, does Kroll?
Kroll did Mulaney.
Did he do a Mulaney?
Mm-hmm.
Like an episode?
Kroll did Mulaney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has Mulaney been in sketches on Kroll Show?
Yeah. Too much tuna.
It's called Too Much Tuna, or these guys called it's called Oh Hello. That's their.
And they're like two kind of old guys, right?
Yeah, they're feminine old men. Yeah.
Because they're both feminine young men.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're already.
Exactly.
They already got half the
they
town.
They both can be.
Aren't we all?
We all are.
None
yeah.
of us
we're
are real.
Performers.
Real yeah. Come on. We're podcast.
I look more like a woman than anyone from behind.
I agree.
Yeah, I've seen that the Fox has a bit on the internet of
really?
You doing stand-up where you do that bit
about,
looking like a lady from behind.
Well, the only way to prove it is every single time I go out of my house and get asked if I'm a woman from behind.
Is your ass a woman's ass?
Hell yeah, baby.
Well, then maybe you're happy.
Do you want to go ahead and show it as long as we're...
Would you ask a woman to show her ass?
Not show it. I mean, stand up backwards.
Yeah, sure.
Like to the camera, so they could see.
Yeah, sure.
They could see that there's the lovely lady that we have here on the set.
Form fitting.
Does it look like a lady now?
Good ass.
It's a nice butt.
Does that look like a lady's butt, Jake?
You're like a big guy with a. Like, you know, really in shape butt.
You gotta, you know what
it's
it
like
is?
A normal,
it's
like a normal man's butt with a large hustle, like, not large, I mean, come on. You know,
I have what they call, like a pear body, or toddler body.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Pears, like.
I have like beautiful, like feminine legs and a nice butt, and then it's just like, somehow gravity has stopped right at my hips, and then all the fat just like went up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of baseball players like that.
Yeah, a lot of pitchers.
Yeah, because they like drink a lot of beer, but they also run a lot. So the legs are all right, but the belly doesn't get a workout when you're running around the bases.
Yeah, you can still be a good athlete and just
have
really
a gut.
Fat.
You could be,
Too bad I'm not one of those.
But don't you play in a kickball league or something like that?
Dodgeball.
Hipster dodgeball.
Again, dodgeball is all in the legs.
Dodgeball
is all in the legs. You just end up with fat stomach and fat arms. Yeah. When you're a dodgeball champion. all right, so we got to get into some smoking here, you guys.
Jesus.
I loaded all the pipes, most of the pipes, with some sativa that is very cutely called blue crack.
Blue crack.
Yeah.
I've had green crack.
I've had blue dream.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue dream, green crack.
Yeah, you just got to avoid having a crack dream.
Yeah.
Because you know what those do? They make you wake up. It's 419. They make you wake up craving crack.
Right.
Crack dreams.
Oh, no,
right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You'll do anything to get it.
Yeah.
Unless you have breakfast first, then you're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Just eat some food and it calms you down?
Yeah.
I'm screwed.
Yeah, you don't need the crack so bad if you have a nice, some eggs and maybe a pancake.
You'd be a great host of Intervention.
Yeah.
This is the coolest. This is crazy. Now, I've been told by the people who made it that they call it the Hong Kong Foony.
Great.
But everybody's got a name for it. The squirrel, the fucking anal foodie. Beads. Like, everybody's got a different thing for it. But the nice folks, Chameleon Glass, sent it to me.
I was going
to
say, it looks like folk art.
I hit it on pretty much every show. But we got to start hitting things because it's very close to 419. So I put a sativa, the one I mentioned, blue crack, mm-hmm. in all these things.
Okay.
If you prefer an indica, do you guys prefer an indica?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, well, here you go.
Used to smoke more sativa, but now I'm straight kush, just like Snoop.
All right. Well, this is called Big Meech OG.
Cool.
That's exactly what I think of when I think John Daly. Just like Snoop.
Just like Snoop.
Just like Snoop. So if you want to put some of this into one of these real quick and then hit it, that'd be cool.
Do you buy that?
Try this one.
Yeah, awesome.
Put some of that in there. I'm going to hit this one. Can I hit any pipe you want there. Yeah, but we do.
I'll hit this.
We do need one more lighter on the set. I mentioned it before we started rolling and everybody just sat there.
Thank you.
Bam.
All right.
That's all you had to say the first time. When we weren't on the
air. Are you holding two lighters, though?
I hate this lighter. Sorry, ladies. It just bounced.
It
went right up her skirt. What?
Love it.
Oh, that's things so you can go like this.
That's so you can just plug it in your butt.
Oh, which I should have done. That's why there's so much smoke in this thing now. Because I did it wrong.
All the toys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's 420.
Let's do it. 420.
Come on. Where's the... Oh, there we go. I'm smoking out of a lollipop.
Cool. We're doing it.
Cool, man. Actually, something that just hit my head was the first time I met both of you guys.
What if we all just coughed the entire the entire 45 minutes?
Cuff it off, bro. Good stuff.
It's so fun to listen to.
The first time I smoked weed with you mm-hmm. was actually the first time I smoked weed with you.
Really?
It was at DCM.
Oh, yeah.
In 2008.
Del Close Marathon, UCB, New York?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
I do not remember that.
Yeah. It's not a Del Close Marathon.
I don't remember smoking with the two of you.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if you guys knew each other prior to today.
We do. We've known each other for years.
Yeah.
And we used to go to lunch all the time, and then we lost contact.
Yeah.
You know,
because Hollywood, baby.
Very busy.
We both found our own entourages.
Yeah, we got our own entourage. I've got a turtle, a drama. I've got an E, who's my manager, and then an Ari. And then it's great. It's really working out.
You know what you need is Mrs. Ari.
Mrs. Ari, you got to keep Ari in line. Keep his
heart. Oh, okay. I was gonna say you could scoop her up. She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She's got that cool body.
I like that lady.
Whoever you are, right?
Perry Reeves, I think is her name.
Perry Reeves, you're good looking and very in shape. Same with Piven. What's up, man?
Yo, Pibs.
What's up, Piv?
How you like Show Piv?
Hey, Piv.
I heard that they're changing it to Show Pivness.
They should.
Absolutely should.
I mean,
they don't make that joke in the Entourage movie. They're dumb.
I hope they get so meta with that movie where it's like Ari starts representing.
Ari just starts calling himself Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Act three.
I realize.
Like, call me Piven.
Yeah.
Come
he's
on.
Like, everybody call me Piven.
Everybody knows
on.
This is. It's just. It's all artifice.
Lights and shadows. I'm
Lloyd.
Lloyd, come here. I'm already an agent. At this point, I'm an agent.
They have to change the character that works with him every couple of seasons because we would grow so tired of hearing that same name yelled over and over again. It's like Carl on Walking Dead.
Right. Well, at the end of Entourage, the season, season eight, he becomes an agent. They make him like a junior agent or something. Lloyd.
No, he leaves, doesn't he?
Oh, he leaves to become an agent or something?
Yeah, at the opposing company?
And then he starts representing Drama. And then Drama has Bananas or whatever the fuck.
Johnny Bananas.
And it's a hit!
With Dice.
And that's it!
It's a hit, but isn't it not creatively fulfilling for him?
It's not creatively fulfilling for anyone! But Dice is big shot.
Yeah.
So
you know, can't wait with the movie
tackles.
That's
a lot of great stuff going into the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A movie about people standing around going, I can't believe I'm in this shitty cartoon.
I will. Man, fuck this cartoon. I know, it's like the stress.
Do you think he's gonna...
It's the stress of show pivness.
Yeah.
When you get into show business, it's like,
yeah. You don't really know what to expect.
You're in the grifters, you're
Pivot. Some people Good. Just turtle out, you know?
Turtle. Turtly.
Yeah.
Jerry Ferrara's got a fucking podcast.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Open for Bad for Business.
Yes, Joe Mandy, I think, is into that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Bad for Business?
I think so. Good for Business?
Open for Business.
Giving you the business?
Can I talk?
It's bad for business.
Bad.
There's
bad
like a little bit of water here. That's just gruel, right?
No, no, we put that in there.
Oh, you
no,
put yeah, yeah. that much water?
They recommend that you do use it dry, but we found that it hits better if you have a little water
is
in
this
there.
The carb
at least
over
for
here?
Us, I'm professional.
Oh, so you hold it like
you
this.
Got the carb there, yeah. You wow. put this part in your ass. No.
Right.
Okay, I hit that one.
What did I just see where a guy shit out an anal bead like a couple weeks later? Oh, it was like Sam Rockwell in Choke.
Oh.
Oh yeah, be careful with that. Don't grab it by that part.
For those
Holy
for
shit.
Those viewing at home, which would yeah. be everyone.
Is he at home?
I don't know. The camera might not have been on you at that point. I hope
probably
it was.
Not.
Is Sam Rockwell at home?
For the archive version, it will be.
Is Sam Rockwell at home when he shits out the anal bean, or is he like at a restaurant? Because that would be terrible.
No, I think he's. I think he's. I want to say he's at the hospital,
is his or butt
he's at
choking?
He's at old age home where his mother Angelica Houston is.
Oh
I think,
shit.
Maybe. I forget where he shit it out because the whole thing was so unpleasant. But not a bad movie, though.
Tell
cool,
us more
cool
stories.
Plot point,
based on a Chuck Palahniuk novel. So what's happening to you here is...
This is insane.
You may get, like, what's your Twitter handle?
At John Daly.
J-O-N-D-A-L-Y. You can misspell both of those easily.
Yep.
Thank you. And... But go ahead and spell it J-O-H-N-D-A-I-L-Y if you're just going to give him shit about not being able to clear this thing. Because I did not give him the proper training before he hit it.
Oh,
yeah. How do you clear that? Though?
So complain,
That's something
complain
I would get
to
shit
me.
For. Yes.
Yes.
Fuck.
People
shit.
Would be like,
oh,
why did you do that?
Oh, shit. Oh, I know, right? It's like, I couldn't clear it. Oh, shit. What's my punishment? What's my punishment?
Exactly. Your punishment is you have to remain on this program and take it.
You can clear that whole thing?
Happily.
No, you gotta cheat. What you gotta do is, well, now we gotta clear it because I wanna give a proper proper demo.
I'm crying.
Hey, man, it's gonna be okay.
Okay. So what I should tell both of you to do instead of just like watching you do it, not saying a word about it, is you just torch it gently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, you
don't hold the carb the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you put the bottom of the lighter. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like a wisp. It's like a whisper.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's a whispery hit.
You shut it all down, and then you still get a pretty fucking sweet hit. So it's not like you're a big pussy or anything.
It's like a vape. Yeah.
Because yeah. like the smoke will just swirl around inside it if you just keep lighting it or don't pull your finger off.
This
you
is
don't want to just blow CO2,
one.
Bro.
This is my favorite one because I feel like a professor.
Yeah. That's very Lord of the Rings. You know?
I believe that
yeah.
if we all as a society respect each other, we'll have a better time chilling out.
I think between what you just that performance and your shirt, between that performance and your shirt, I think you should be in the next Apes movie.
Oh, thank you.
What's going to be okay? First was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, then Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So I already think those two were titled in the wrong order.
Rise, yeah. Dawn.
Because no, like, the Dawn seemed the baby coming
it's
becoming
like
intelligent
star.
Was the Dawn.
If it's Rise and then
and
it's
then
Dawn.
They all become
the third one's going to be Noon of the Planet.
Oh no! Well, you know why it's right? the Dawn is because after Rise they really did take over. We skipped the whole takeover movie.
Right.
And in the beginning of Dawn, it's the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Right.
They were properly titled, but there was a weird time jump in there.
Yeah.
Because I would have liked to seen the apes kick the shit out of everybody, but instead they're already just sort of in charge and the people are scared.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
They should go.
Is it the second
it's
one?
Pretty good, yeah.
They should go beneath. What's happening beneath?
Beneath was the second part the first time around.
The first time around.
Yeah, yeah.
But that should be the third part this time around. Go beneath.
I want to see the
Yeah, because they introduced like weird mole people in the in the second one. Yeah. It's like, isn't a planet Wait, of really? Apes enough? Why yeah. does there have to be
yeah.
some other
animals.
Weird creatures that come in?
Isn't
you know?
That how they start this never mind.
That's how weird, that's how sequels go, man. You gotta get crazier, and then it's like, oh, it's crazy.
Sometimes, like, you're loading the joke gun, and then eventually you're just like, this is gonna, this isn't gonna hit anything.
And it's also like,
this is gonna be a waste to
just not explode while I'm loading it.
Yeah.
So I'll just let it go.
I don't wanna blow up on you. All right, we're in a great mood, you guys.
It's all,
because yesterday, three out of four ain't bad. Three out of the four states or districts that attempted to take the next step in legalization succeeded.
Right.
So, yes.
Yes. District of Columbia. Right.
This is like
my drug.
This is like the only thing stoners memorize.
Ow!
Is where these things are happening.
My drug dealer friends are bummed.
My drug dealer friends are bummed, bro.
Because they're gonna have to fucking sling crack now.
Loudest episode yet, for sure.
But sorry.
It's just people tend to get quieter, not louder. So it's interesting.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But we did so much cocaine earlier.
Yeah. This was pre this. It was all blown.
So we're just all blown out. Yeah.
Getting high on coke with Doug.
Getting blow with Doug.
I forgot what I even wanted to say.
Getting Doug with coke.
Oregon, Alaska,
D.C.,
and Florida didn't make it. Florida needed a supermajority, which is bullshit, and they only got up to 58%. They needed 60.
Hey, Floridians.
Yeah, man.
Bad job.
It's not, you know what? It's not the ones watching this right now. It's the old ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That blew it for us.
The
super conservative people in the swamps.
Yeah.
That are like concerned about change.
They're like,
because the swamp is perfect the way it is.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make this alcohol out of tree bark in my own shit.
Florida's like run by two little families. They like run big plots of land and shit, and they're like, get off my land. They shoot like salt rocks at you.
There's so many benefits.
How else can we bring down the Floridians?
I'm just saying, a lot of weird shit happens in Florida, and much less weird shit would happen if they had legal weed.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, they're more like meth.
I mean, Colorado and Washington, nothing is going wrong. There's nothing to point at and say, this is why we shouldn't have done this.
Colorado is just great, but they're fucked up about other shit.
So far is the only not.
I mean, the election was like just a wipeout for, liberal causes. Like, it's funny that weed sneaked through. And it's nice that, I mean, it's only like 55% and 53%. Like, it was narrow margins.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it made it because were probably some stoners that were motivated to get out and actually vote.
There are Republicans that have relatives with cancer that are saved by weed, I'm sure, and they're just like, all right, you can't do this.
It's gonna enter everybody's lives in a good way at some point. Like, if you know someone in your life that's a burnout stoner and their life is terrible and you think that the weed is the problem, then you don't understand what's wrong with that person.
Yeah.
And if there's weed, he's gonna find some other way to fuck up his life.
Yeah.
And that's...
And it'll be computer huffer fucking... Like that intervention.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that poor woman. Sorry, I hope you're okay.
Walking on Sunshine Lady?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm walking on Sunshine.
It's crazy to me that someone could be like, weed's the problem, when it's like saying guns are the problem as much as like mental illness is the problem.
Okay, you know? Professor.
Jesus. Yeah, now that he's professor. A professor, he could get away with saying shit like that.
Oh, everything.
I can't argue with you, professor.
Listen, man, I'll tell you what, man. Legalize everything, bro.
Listen, I'm going to miss the final because
hey, man.
I just assume I'm going to miss it. Is it okay if I do a makeup test later? And also, we did not plan he and I wearing similar shirts today. That was just a... crazy coincidence.
That's pretty cool.
I came so close to wearing my orange pants that make my butt look like a girl. But didn't go through with it. Went with the jeans I wear.
Like a hot girl.
All the time.
It's a hot girl ass.
Thank you.
Okay. Speaking of hot girl ass, Guam.
Guam.
Also legal. Which makes me want to go to Guam. I know nothing about Guam. I'm ashamed.
It's a military base, right? It's
like that's all it is. Is a military base?
Guantanamo.
Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of military
Guam.
Dudes.
Yeah. It's an island of the South Pacific.
Yes, I know where Guam is. Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba. I know. Okay, I'm a professor. Get real.
No, but Guam. Wait, Guam. So Guam is a property of the United States or something. It's a hot property.
I guess. Like I said, I know nothing about Guam. I'm going to Wikipedia Guam later and then also look into flights and hotels because I seriously will
Let's
just
do it.
Go
Can
there.
I go on vacation with you?
Let's go to Guam.
Can we have a relationship?
Let's go to Guam. Let's talk about that during the break. We'll be right back, you guys.
How you guys doing down there? You look like you're posing for Mount Rushmore.
My point being, let's make a pyramid.
I thought if we're gonna do it live in front of an audience, why not go for full-blown train wreck?
Where do we do weed bits into this?
Dorf on marijuana.
You know, dabs make them sound a lot more harmless than they are. Yeah. Just a dab.
On the fucking flaming balls of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Did you say 31? Harris, that's insane. We'll be right back.
And so the camera's there. I say it.
They started WWW. Don't mean to trouble you, trouble you, trouble you.
The end. The end of whatever that idea was gonna be. Let's end it now.
Hey, I mean, I know your personality, you have a crazy personality anyway. You're a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. Yeah. I like to party and get
it's
down.
It's not like you got, it's not like you're acting this way because you're high.
No.
It's a combination of being high and having fun.
Yeah.
And doing your job.
And being the best.
The professor.
We're the best.
I agree. You're the
best. I'll take one more of those professorial
hits, bro.
3,000 people are watching us right now.
What's up? That's awesome. That's awesome.
Andre 3000.
Yeah, and they're
Andre 3000.
They're all probably higher than us.
The movie 3000.
Stay on it.
there's 200 people watching the show, but they don't know it. They're just high as fuck. They're just like.
Shout out to the kid who's got his dick out. Definitely, definitely. One kid out there's hard and being like, oh, Zach, I want to see that ass again, Zachy. I got
I would like to think that there's more than 1,000 users with us in the background
this one.
While they're watching porn.
There
like, we're in the background and you're hearing all this, but they're also watching porn right now. Mm-hmm.
People can really.
All these windows
they don't have to, yeah, they could have total windows. Listen.
They could have audio of this and video of porn.
They could have an open windows Nacho Vigilando situation.
Tweet at me if you're jerking off right now. At Zach Perlman.
Yeah, I'm
give me a little tweet. Tweet.
You have to make it clear that your name is not a K. You're a K-Zach.
I'm a K-Zach.
Not a C.
So Z-A-C-K-P-E-A-R-L-M-A-N. Give me a tweet.
Some dudes go Z-A-K. Don't some dudes go Z-A-K?
That's 90s, dude.
One dude, Zach Wilde, and he plays.
Oh, he has a Y instead of an I, too.
He was the coolest Zach of them all.
Yeah.
What is Zach of shit?
Total Zach of shit, bro. Zach Wilde? No, he's not. He's great. Word up.
I'm not sure I know who you're talking about, so.
He had a cool guitar.
I can say any disparaging thing I want. I don't know that asshole.
He had the guitar that was like.
Is he really?
You're right.
Yeah, fuck it.
No, I don't say that about anybody.
That's all right. No, you're cool, bro.
Guam, we're coming to you. We've already made the arrangements.
Can you tell me what
during
this
the
is?
Break? You're cool with the honeymoon suite and the bed that turns, right?
Yeah.
Totally. John Daly.
Yep.
Twitter guy, GH
huge Twitter
underscore
guy.
Speedy G.
All right.
Gotta simplify these names,
the
you guys. Yeah. Are we going to see the return of Coach Teacher on Wheels Ontario this season on Kroll Show?
Oh, yeah. Coach Teacher is back. Wheels Ontario is back. We made even more this season. Very excited about it. It's our Canadian kind of Degrassi world parody where everyone's in wheelchairs. And, yeah, Coach Teacher's back in a big way, and we find out two things about him that are really, really fucked up. So, yeah, it's great. It's back. It's going to be great.
Great answer, John.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Let's find one for Zach.
Doubt it.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Thanks, guys. I got to thank my fans for that.
Yeah.
Having
all
the questions.
I can ask you an average question I get on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Are your parents proud of you even though you have Down syndrome?
Really?
That's what they ask you? That same wording every time?
Every single time.
That's two great insults in one sentence.
I know.
I
shouldn't say great insults, terrible insults.
I'll get like 9 a.m. like, you suck, dude. Just like, fuck you from the night before or something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just, it's very random.
It's great.
And I received something randomly in the mail
that I'm kind of excited to try.
Right.
It's called Earth Mama. It's 80 proof flavored vodka.
Okay.
I like the flavored vodkas on occasion. It gets a little silly sometimes.
What's it infused with?
I believe what's going to happen is this is going to smell and taste like marijuana. Mm-hmm. Smells like marijuana.
Smells like marijuana.
Yeah, officer, it's just marijuana. It's legal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if Zach and I are going to pour some in our drinks.
Yeah, sure.
And try it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea there. Give me a little topper offer, huh?
Yeah.
Goop, goop.
Whoa, guys. Get ready to.
I don't start drinking until after 4. I usually don't drink at all on the show, so.
You guys are going to be so Doug.
This is so. Yeah.
You guys are going to be
might
so Doug.
My new definition of being Doug is that you're drunk on marijuana water and high at the same time.
Marijuana water.
How'd it taste?
Great product.
Did you taste it?
Yeah.
Marijuana water.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Oh, what's
top
that?
Shelf service.
That's here. Just a bunch of
ground coffee.
It's just a bunch of ground marijuana.
There's like weed in it
with weed
like
milk.
A ton of, is it's like got a ton weed of milk. Milk in there or something?
A little too much milk.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not gonna send it back, but.
What did you think? What do you think? That's how I feel. Doug, I just didn't want to. I didn't want
to
be rude.
For the people that listen to the audio version, it is really good.
It's a good mix.
It's so good.
And it's weed milk. So.
But those that are watching know what really went down. I just don't. I just don't crave the idea of tasting marijuana in a beverage.
Also,
but if you they nailed it.
Right.
You know? Yeah, but yeah, like the most unattractive thing is to have your breath smell both like vodka and weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just.
Then they should make it mint.
Mint. Scope vodka.
Always clung to the idea that vodka doesn't have a smell.
Is it smellless?
Let me know next time if you smell it.
It just smells like alcohol.
Yeah, it smells. Like, it smells
I guess
like,
so. Maybe. Yeah.
It smells like rubbing like, alcohol.
No, not even that. Not on your breath, says Daniel Kellison.
Stolichnaya.
Really?
He doesn't even have his laptop out. He just knows this one.
Good dude.
He's got this one cold.
Rock.
You want a hit?
We got a.
Sorry, gross.
We got a thing I want you guys to try.
Right. Sure.
Now that we're crazy high.
I'm down for whatever.
Might as well keep it going. This little fella right here that comes in any color you want practically is called the Buddy Power Hitter. And it'll give you some big fat hits, y'all.
People send you this stuff?
It's easy to share. Yeah, these people, they want us to put the word out about their product.
It's a joint smoker.
Yeah.
Dude.
I like that it looks like Grimace.
It's easy to share.
Shark
it's easy to share. The purple one does.
You're shark tanking it right now.
Yeah.
It's easy to share.
Can I be Mr. Wonderful?
It keeps all the ashes just inside this thing, you know? Like if you're out and about
it's
doing stuff,
clean.
You can just bop, bop, bop later on. And you do
if
is
you're
you,
out of the house is what you just said with that?
And like, you know, you're in a windy situation. You ever try to smoke in a windy situation? This takes care of
that
it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'll give you $250,000 for 8%.
Man, it's really windy.
All right, tell the people at Buddy Power Hitter. I always worry that I'm going to call it a Power Hitler. Because
you're always worried about that.
That's what he had his close
that's
friend.
That's how worried I was about it. I just went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
Got it out there. So I'm saying I'm worried I'd make that mistake, but I didn't make that mistake.
You're jumping ahead of it.
Well, that was the next plan the Nazis had, was to make a giant Power Hitler. He's 40 feet tall.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Sorry, guys.
Are we just going to use that?
This is basically a smoke bunker.
Yeah. <That's>
we're a smoke bunker. Power Hitler.
Yeah,
we're a smoke bunker and we're Power Hitler. You just screw that in there. I feel like I'm in fucking NASA or some shit.
Mom, it's just a grape jelly squeezer. Don't sweat it. It's not a joint smoker.
It's just a grape jelly squeezer.
It's just a grape jelly squeezer, man.
I'm just so proud that, you know, a bunch more places in this country just got this kind of fun legalized.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Totally.
People are having this kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with this?
Nothing's wrong with it.
Better than drinking alcohol and, you know, beating someone up, getting in a fight for fun, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Get stoned, guys. You got it. That's heroin.
Oh, wait. It's probably like, something's probably happening.
It's a joint bomb.
I hope it's also good for situations like this where somebody forgets to deal with it, but it probably went out. Let's check it.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a joint bomb.
Oh, because you cut the oxygen.
Because I was holding the carb like a maybe? Dick. It is?
Yeah.
This thing
fantastic.
Is awesome.
Nice.
I'm really excited about this product. All right, here we go.
Can I try it?
I'm going to do it.
All right,
All right,
ahead.
You go first. They taught me how to do it.
Then go.
All right.
Weed buddy?
I think they did.
What's it called?
So you go like this.
A weed bubby.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Wow.
Inconspicuous.
Dude, it's a shotgunner, bro.
Oh, I get it now.
Shotgunner. Holy shit.
See, we could cut this together into an ad that just plays in the shows in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because there might be other guests that don't dig it as much. Yeah, I feel like I did it wrong. Like, you just looked really cool the way you sucked it in there. Look at that. Oh, he's doing it up his nose. He's doing it up his nose.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Baloosh. Baloosh.
Damn it.
Dude, that thing is great. Good job, weirdos.
Whoa! Be sure not to crush the joint, right?
Oh, yeah. We attend swingers parties, and we invented this new joint smoker, and...
I'm on board. This is cool.
We fuck our neighbors, and we design and invent weed. Magical
There's still some in there?
Dude, this rocks.
There's a fucking shit ton in there.
Yeah.
I don't know about shit ton.
I mean, I got all of it, I guess.
Sorry. Dude. Buddy. It's literally called Buddy.
I want that.
What should we call this shotgun machine that we've made? Let's call it Buddy. Buddy!
It's your buddy. It's your buddy power hitter.
So just let us know how accurate that was.
But I think it's from a company that might have other buddy products up their sleeve.
Oh!
You never know.
A buddy caddy?
Oh, so it's Buddy is the company. Sorry,
I think Buddy might be...
Oh.
Apologies, Buddy.
Sorry, Buddy. They call it Buddy Co. And then...
But our friends at Buddy Power Hitter have a special offer for viewers of the show. It's buy one, get one free. So you get two of these beauties.
Yep.
But also, it's great for passing it around because nobody has to put their mouth all over it. Buy one, get one free if you use the promo code Doug at checkout at buddysmokingproducts.com.
Nice.
So they might have some other stuff in store for you there as well.
They got some talent that they're, imagination stations.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Bring it. The Disney engineers.
Dude, I'm just in the imagination station.
I could just see them high in a diner at 4 in the morning and ketchup bottle's empty.
Yeah.
And then that's when they thought of it.
They started with a ketchup, like a picnic.
There's a guy going
what if we could smoke a joint? What
if? Dude, check it out.
They say it about everything they see all day long.
Yeah. What if we could
We gotta
smoke
make it look different than a ketchup bottle, but not that different.
Wait, what if we could smoke? I'm wrong. This one is for smoking weed.
Are we getting we must be getting the viewer count must be rising up from these guys' crazy antics. Must be a pretty good.
5, 10 people.
I don't care about numbers. I'm in it for the art.
This is 4,100?
I'm in it for the art.
3,160.
31. I was excited when I heard 41, 31, 60. It's still pretty good. I'm excited.
I'd take 60. Because they're very nice people having a nice time. Yeah. Wanting to know more about you guys. Let's do your high histories.
High history. Wow.
Yeah. That's where I just ask you random questions that are about your life of being a person getting high.
Right.
Did you have a start date, like an age? Zach first.
Yeah.
Okay. And John?
16.
I think I was 16 when I first tried to smoke. When I first smoked it, but then I had to smoke it like 6 times and then I finally got high. So I would just act high when I was like, maybe I feel something or something. Like, I was like trying to search for what it felt like. And then one day I smoked a lot of pot for the first time, like the right amount, and I got blasted out of my mind and I couldn't stop laughing and all my friends were like, dude, what's your deal? Like, I've never been high before.
And then you got a whole new group of friends.
I was like 17.
Yeah, right?
I did get
but
a whole
new
group of
friends. You moved on from those
people. I've moved on from
you
my
You started 17. Hanging out with improvisers who are great at being high and doing their jobs, which brings me to the question.
Right.
Have you guys, have you ever done your job high? Or any job, for that matter?
Yes.
I've done
performed
high for sure. I've performed
stage.
On stage, yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Sometimes that's the the point.
Not when you're gonna be on camera though,
no.
Necessarily.
No, because I look like this.
Yeah.
You look like something, how do you look?
My
you look
eyes,
fine.
Well, my eyes are big and blue and they are very sensitive and so I just look like.
I don't think, but also, they're not that bloodshot, I don't think.
I can't function, that's good.
People like when I'm on TV shows and stuff, they're like, your eyes are so red. And I'm like, what?
Your eyes aren't red.
They don't get red.
Great.
Yeah. Hey guys, we look great. Yeah.
This is real. Hey, this isn't great. The CGI bullshit that you see anytime you go to the cinema now.
Yeah.
Like in Gone Girl.
Yeah.
That was no girl, that was CGI.
Right, she was CGI.
Insane.
It was crazy.
That
was
amazing
that
they
pulled that
off.
I didn't see that movie.
Nope.
Yeah. Haven't seen
spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert.
Don't do it.
It's pretty good.
Okay, great.
It's good. No, it's good. I enjoyed the whole way through.
That's cool.
Venture. What's up, Venture?
He's definitely.
What's up, bro? Pretty good director. Love to work with you, bro. Love to work with you, Fincher.
Dude, just get your E on that.
Who's the woman in that? She was in the Blurred Lines video. What's her name? She's.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her name.
Emily
Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Ratatouski.
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 Yeah.
She's got a pet rat that makes her happy.
What am I doing wrong? You're doing
it. You gotta cover the.
Cover it, part. And then, but when do you let it go? As they say in Frozen.
Wait, oh,
Don't get that stuck in your head.
You gotta suck it in, and then.
You gotta hold the
It might be dead now from all that pumping.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Dude, why'd you jam bro the buddy? Dude, don't Bogart the buddy.
See, like, this part wouldn't be an ad for this product, but it's still pretty
sure?
awesome.
$500,000 for 10% of your company. Buddy.
$5,000 for 10%.
That's right. Terrible. That's,
don't take that.
That's an offer. That's a bad offer?
I don't recommend me as a businessman at all. Mm. I have nothing to offer you, except as a, you know, awesome pitch man.
All right. This has been a great session we're having here.
This is a cool smoke session.
Yeah, I'm really.
I got
really. Okay, wait. He's doing it now. He's doing it. Let's see how you do it.
Oh, cool, dude.
You have to do it up your nose. I don't think I like that.
You know what?
Hey, man, it's my buddy. Okay.
Zach, I think.
Let me do my buddy.
Do what you want
can
with
we
your
get
buddy.
A close up of him. It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Look at that.
Oh, a rose. Ooh.
I love the buddy. The buddy system.
Let
the
me
buddy
try
system.
This shit.
Oh, it looks cool as fuck.
It doesn't look cool. It looks like a scene out of a movie where, like, some sort of demon's going up his nose.
Yeah.
And it's going to cause a lot
or
of trouble.
Or someone's soul is re-entering.
Or it's going to be really fun. All right,
it's
so you just
dry
squeeze
out.
Hey, Doug, sneeze. No, you got to cover the
bro. Jesus. You got to hold the garbage, bros.
Oh, shit.
Ow, that fucking hurts.
This buddy rules, man. You see this shit? We're grown, man.
Jesus.
We're grown, man.
Why don't smoke man. Come out of me for a day or two?
You know what? It's going to dry out all our boogers so they're cut glass.
Oh, that's I better get the other nostril then.
Let's get some cool boogers to
flick. I'm definitely, I'm not, that'll remind me to never put that in my mouth again.
And, Classic. Classic.
Listen, I want to see people that listen to the show, you have to watch this one. It'll sound funny, I'm sure, but
I mean,
you
seriously,
have to watch this.
You laugh now, but I'm going to have, in 1 week, I'm going to have the dopest YouTube video of Buddy Tricks.
Buddy Tricks.
It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be like, and then be like, you know, chill with my buddy. That's the name of the video.
They're actually, it looks like an enema.
Oh, look at him go.
You know, you could like stick that in your butt.
No way.
Dude,
stick some smoke up your butt.
The old butt chugging.
Butt chugging. Butt buddy.
In the new butt buddy.
Take rips from your butt.
Oh, what's the price point on a buddy? Can we get the price point? How much are you selling these things for?
Holy shit, $19.99.
Are you out of your mind?
I got it.
And you can get, two for the price of one with the code word Doug.
It really works. Knock on their internet door. It really works.
BuddyProducts.com.
It's probably not the other nostril. BPA's all over
you
got, right?
Yeah, there you go.
going for an ear. I think I might have a spider in here. I'll kill it with this.
Dude, you can
brilliant.
Smoke out of your
All right, room. We got to go to another commercial break. We'll be back.
And honorable food club. These three wise captains sail the world seeking the ultimate bite, whether it being an unknown hole in the wall or the hardest reservation in town. Each episode, they decide if a restaurant will be presented with the coveted food club plaque, or they will burn the award in front of their door, a disgrace.
Zach just said to me, so many people are jerking off right now, and it's true. I already got one from Alban987, totally jerking off right now.
Nice.
So that's good to know about.
And I guess then, we called it. Any girls out there jerking off?
Whoa.
Probably not.
Whoa, look at this thing. A canoes, that's a problem.
Chrissy.
What's that?
Oh.
Dude, if it canoes.
Yeah, I'm out.
Wait, buddy. What if it canoes, bro? I'm Mark Cuban.
What if it canoes? Then what?
Yeah.
What are you doing in a canoes?
Fix it like a...
You canoes?
You
lose. Snooze too.
Yeah, I just wouldn't give a shit. It's just so fun.
It's so much fun.
It's
great.
Like every time I run into, like sometimes when I'm on the road, people will be like, come over here, and I'll go into like somebody's garage, and they'll have like a crazy device. Uh-oh. One time in a parking lot, I smoked weed out of a gasoline can.
Wow.
And it still kind of smelled like gasoline, so it really was not a pleasant experience.
Wow.
But I went for it.
That's like something that would belong to like an entire neighborhood.
The joint.
Get the gasoline can.
It was so weird. Is this in a parking lot in Kentucky?
Yeah, that sounds, yeah, that's crazy.
Very strange.
You never know what's going to happen in parking lots in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to be specific, because of this statuette of limitations. Whatever it is.
Statuette. It's tiny.
It's a statuesque. Yeah, of imitations.
Just trying to get this thing going. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, right. Buddy. Get that buddy back in action.
This is what it would be like to get high with the three of us, you guys. Just pretty much witnessed it.
I can get your buddy on PVC.
Dude, I'm
PVC?
Dry.
Yeah, you know me.
PVC? Yeah, you know me. Pipes.
PVC this is pipes. So cool.
A good thing to make... Stuff out of? Make anything.
Okay.
Weed stuff.
Pipes.
Yeah.
Loud pipes. Do you guys know that, right?
You guys want to watch some magic trick?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's game time.
Really?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, good. What's up, man? All right. Really?
Yeah.
This is great.
Wow. Do me a favor, pick a card.
Has this ever happened to you at home? Just a guy comes up and does a magic trick? All right.
If so, move.
No, man, you live next to a magician, right?
Show it to the camera over here.
Feels like
you all painted. Shut the fuck up. All right.
Place it back there.
You got it memorized? Get it there?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Don't trick me, you jerk.
I'm trying.
Don't you fucking trick me, you jerk.
Don't you just want to like verbally abuse magicians?
I'm used to it.
They're too charming.
Oh, no.
Whoa, see, look at that. No one shuffles like that.
All right, all right.
All right, here's the trick. I've got this card that does not have a face.
It has two sides.
It's just two backs, right?
Right, cool.
All right, so the point of the trick, hopefully. Got this, Jake? Just gonna give it a shake.
Jesus. Wow. Good shake. Booyah.
Snailed it.
How'd you do that?
In post, we should put in the Taylor Swift going shake, shake, shake from that
the
song.
The Prestige.
That song of hers.
I love it.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it.
Yeah, who doesn't have that song in their head from this weekend?
I love it.
Because I don't want to know you. Do you?
No. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I'm a Katy Perry guy.
It's fucking catchy. Her shit's catchy,
too. No, it's
catchy.
No, that song is definitely catchy.
It's fucking catchy. I'm sorry.
I like her old album, Grape Juice Afternoon.
For reals?
No. I like her,
any part of that true?
I like her record, I'm Wearing a Pretty Dress.
Oh, okay.
That's my fave, Taylor Swift.
All right.
No, I don't know.
She did have a lot of
I don't just Taylor Swift. I think you're dope.
Guys, I do too. I've seen like photos and videos. Like, I could not pull her out of a crowd.
What do you don't mean? Know what she looks like?
She looks so normal.
Shut up.
Normal, normal.
She's a beautiful person.
She's yeah, there cute. Are so many she's beautiful cute. People. She's no, just like a
she's
normal
like
looking girl.
Beautiful.
Barf.
You're a liar. Hey, Professor Weed, chill out on a
barf.
Nice, probably nice woman.
It's my opinion.
My opinion. Meh.
There's always somebody. Almost every woman you meet, it's like, Brad Pitt's not that handsome.
Yeah, and then it's like,
I think
what?
It's just all the dudes have a crush on him.
Right. It's very true. No. He has long hair like a woman.
Sometimes.
Sometimes no, he's got that. Short. Sometimes he'll have a southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he'll have another southern accent.
Fury, he's got that cool hipster hair.
Fury is like feels like a sequel to Inglourious Basterds.
It does, yeah. But
it seems like the same guy. It seems like the same character.
Like,
I like that character. It was good in that one movie.
Hey man, I'm Brad Pitt too, man.
Where are my scalps?
I'm like
I want my scalps.
I want my scalps. I got a baseball bat. I'm Brad Pitt too, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
I wish in all of his movies there was a guy guy who walks out right next to Brad Pitt and goes, I'm Brad Pitt too, man.
Hey, Brad. In show business, we can make anything happen.
If you're just joining us, we had breaking news earlier. It's show pivness from now on in honor of Jeremy Piven, the great Jeremy Piven.
One day, it's show pivness.
Kroll Show, season 3, John Daly, watch him there in 2015.
January. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could come back before then and plug
Please.
It again.
Yeah.
I think you should be on every, you guys both of it, can you come on just every week?
Yes, that would be gnarly.
It's always a nail biter. Who are we gonna get? Is it gonna be fun?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be weird?
Yeah.
You guys showed up, this was fantastic. I'll get sick of it after a few weeks, but let's try it.
Yeah, sure.
Let's try it for a while. You guys
why not?
Just be on from now on.
I'll do it.
I'm in.
So where's the contract,
Zach,
baby?
Zach.
I'm all about the bottom line.
Yo, hit me up with one of
them. Where's that cash?
Zach is on Mulaney, Sundays on Fox. Just watch the cartoons, Andre. And when it's live, people look for Zach.
Yay!
And then
9:30.
Yeah, 9:30.
9:30.
8:30 Central Time. And that's then bring me those scalps. You're in a movie called The Intern. We're gonna go long because I'm excited about the rest of Zach's plugs. You're in a movie called The Intern, mm-hmm. opposite Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
And there's a Nancy Myers movie. She's that lady that writes and directs all of her own movies and hasn't had one in a few years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the last one?
The last one was It's Complicated.
It's Complicated, baby.
Right. And before that was like a Baby Boom.
Nah.
No?
Right before
that. She didn't do that?
No.
She did that one.
No, she
did. She did Julian Donkey Boy, right?
She did Spring Breakers.
Right.
And she did
Enter the Void.
Mm-hmm.
That was her.
Anyway, it's called The Intern.
The Intern. She's the bomb. That movie.
Who's the intern? You, Robert De Niro, Anne Hathaway?
Robert De Niro.
Is it intern? Hey. De Niro's an intern?
Oh, God. That's Marlon Brando. Mr. Brando.
I'm Robert De Niro.
No, Mr. Brando.
Well, young Brando is De Niro.
deaf Brando is De Niro.
No. And you're in a Lorne Michaels produced movie called Staten Island Summer that's out next summer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what's
really
that about?
That's the bomb. I got to.
Why
shoot.
Did they list everybody involved with the intern, and then they cut short on Staten Island Summer? Is it all unknowns?
No, it's mostly SNL cast.
Oh, it's all the people from like currently on SNL. Bobby Moynihan's the Bobby greatest. Moynihan,
dude, he's
awesome.
Fucking bomb. Bobby.
He's the best. Shout out. What's up? Old school.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Let's just shout out our favorite.
Yeah.
It was written by Colin Jost, who's the head writer and is on Weekend Update. He's the bomb. And then it was directed by Rhys Thomas, and I'm putting myself to sleep. It's the movie's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
I got a lot of stuff going on, too, but it's all under wraps, baby. Secret.
John is gonna be in The Mummy 4.
I'm gonna be
you're gonna be the
Khal Drogo's ghost.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be in The Mummy 4, right?
You're the
taking
new
over for The Rock. They wanted a hairier guy.
How much would you pay for one of these mugs?
Free.
What's the price point on these mugs? I'll give you $150,000.
He's like, I'll take it off your hands.
Yeah. I'd pay.
I won't charge.
I'd pay, you know what? I'd pay $420 for this mug.
Oh, that's, see, that would be a fun price point. But
too small a price point, bro. How about 1990 Nizzle?
Yes. Oh, no.
Another great thing about the money is you knock it over, nothing happens.
All right, how about this? How about
nothing
this?
Breaks or spills.
We crash the buddy's
no
website.
No fires get
You're
started.
Welcome,
I love my buddy.
Fall asleep getting high with your buddy.
It's a keeper, bro. That's the kind of thing you find in the basement, like in the back of the fucking, you know, pink insulation, and you're like, oh, remember this? Like, what the fuck is that? Oh yeah, the buddy. Oh yeah, now we're old. Now we don't smoke weed anymore. Now, I just got, my dad just got his colon taken out. He's bumped.
Yeah.
A long story short, the mug is $30. I'm doing stand-up in Nashville at Zadie's tomorrow night if I'm alive. Zadie's, yes.
Zadie's?
Zanies.
Oh, Zanies. Well, that's still.
Zanies? You were freaking out over Zadie's?
Zadie's.
Yeah, that was that's making you lose your mind?
Yeah, because it's a grandpa.
Zadie?
Yeah, a Zadie.
Oh, okay.
That's
and what? In Hebrew?
No, not in
no,
Hebrew.
No, no, no. Game of Thrones.
In Game of Thrones.
In Game of Thrones language?
Yeah.
You know, they had a guy to do the languages.
Yes,
and he
a
made
professor.
It all up. They had a guy.
Hey, professor,
tell
man.
Us something in Dothraki. Yeah, make sure you take a hit of whatever they call that in Dothraki.
Professor?
Yes.
What is,
go for it.
What happened?
Ask a question, I don't know.
Oh, he can just say something.
Oh.
Just say something.
He's got something worked out.
Professional show pivness guy here.
Rubba tubba ding 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 dong. Which
See,
obviously
I knew
means.
Pull it out.
Which obviously
rubba
means.
Rubba tubba ding dang?
What does it mean?
See you next Thursday.
Oh, Jesus.
That didn't hit.
Was it a thing that was meant to hit?
No.
Cancel them from next week.
Wow, this really went south. I'm sorry.
Hey, watch my special Doug Dynasty on Netflix starting tomorrow. Tomorrow, November 6th.
Woo!
Yeah.
Toke up the buddy.
And I'll see you guys in Hashville. And all of my dates and links and tickets and stuff are at douglowsmovies.com. And I got one more thing to say. Thanks again to, let's hear it for Zach Perlman and John Daly.
Thank you.
One of the liveliest shows ever. And thanks to Smoke Buddy, Buddy, whatever they're called. And then next Wednesday, we've got some guests lined up that want to come in at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time.
Ooh, sneaky.
So we'll see you at that time next Wednesday.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.